When we think of blindness, we think of someone not being able to see, someone living in constant darkness. But I believe all of us, at some point in our lives, live in darkness. We allow ourselves to live in the dark when we lose something we cherish, such as the death of a loved one, our health, our financial standing, or what I would call our control over a situation. We lose faith. Today's gospel speaks of two men who could not see, but their faith in someone they did not know brought them out of darkness. Jesus said to them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" And they said to him, "Yes, Lord." Oh, what joy they must have felt, being able to see for the very first time. I wonder, after this miracle, did they find their faith? I imagine they told everyone about what had happened to them, even though Jesus told them not to. So what now? Did they become followers of Christ, or were they already followers of Christ? When we allow the darkness in our lives, we must see as the blind man saw. They cried out to Jesus for mercy and placed their faith in him. Their faith allowed their eyes to be opened. When we are overwhelmed by things happening in our lives and given to the darkness, we must cry to the Lord to have mercy on us. We must walk into the light. And it is our faith, that belief that Jesus can make things better, that allows us to take the first step toward the light. We must remember that Jesus is the light of the world. Our psalm for today is, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear?" The question for us today is, do I believe he can bring us out of darkness? Our answer should be, "Yes, Lord, I believe."